ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 9 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। त्यक्त्वा यष्टिं सुतं भीतं विज्ञायार्भकवत्सला येष किल तं बद्धुं दाम्ना तद्वीर्यकोविदा। ट्रांसलेशन। मदर यशोदा वॉज ऑलवेज ओवरवेल्म्ड बाय इंटेंस लव फॉर कृष्णा, नॉट नोइंग हु कृष्णा वॉज और हाउ पावरफुल ही वॉज। बिकॉज ऑफ मैटरनल अफेक्शन फॉर कृष्णा, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with a rope. Mother Yashoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was afraid merely to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yashoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. We are reading this most beautiful pastime of Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna. Actually, if we have a quiz and we ask a question, which is the most famous pastime of Krishna? Then the answer would be Damodar Leela. This is the most famous pastime because this is the only pastime of Krishna which we glorify for entire month, in the morning and evening during the month of Kartik. The whole month is named after this pastime. Janmashtami we celebrate for one day, but Krishna coming under the control of his pure devotee, Mother Yashoda, how he is bound by the affection and love of his mother. This is celebrated for 1 month because Krishna wants to show the whole world how he can be controlled only by bhakti. And in this pastime, Yashoda and Krishna, both of them are increasing each other's fame. Yashoda, one who gives more and more yasha, more and more fame for Krishna, who is increasing the fame of Krishna by binding him by her love. And Krishna, on the other hand, is also increasing the fame of Mother Yashoda. He is reciprocating with Mother Yashoda. And this is most amazing section we are reading where Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. Namamishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyoluka Laddhava Manam Param Drishtam Atyanta To Drutya Gopya. Satyavrata Muni is singing that actually there are two reasons why logically Krishna should not have any fear. Actually Krishna should not be afraid. If you see logically, first of all, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot have any fear. And secondly, fear in this material world is caused because of this bodily identification. We have Asat, Achit and Nirananda body. But Krishna's body is Satchidananda Vigraha. Eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. And bhaya, this fear and anxiety is caused because of the identification with this body. Bhayam dhitiya anibheshatasyat ishad apedasya viparayo smriti. So, when we identify with this temporary body, then there is fear, anxiety, worry. But Krishna's body is transcendental. So, there is no question of fear. And secondly, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole creation should be fearing him. How can the Supreme Lord be afraid? Actually, if there is any person with even little position a person gets, he will never show that he has fear. You know, all his fear he will suppress and he will present himself as very confident. I remember last week I was going to Madhavanand Prabhu's house, Kandivili. There is a big poster of one local politician. And you know, such confident look, and he's pointing direction. All these politicians have direction, they are pointing some direction to some, or they are giving blessing. So this politician had this finger pointed like that. And there was a lion's photo next to him. And the slogan was, the Lion of Kandivili, you know, that was the slogan. And he was looking, so I was thinking, he's a tiny Ishwara, immediately I thought. And he wants to show he has no fear, so confident. And his enemies and his opponents should fear him. What is he compared to the world leaders? And what are the world leaders compared to the demigods? And the demigods are completely afraid of Krishna. And so that means Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And here we have Krishna who is afraid. And generally when people are preaching, I once met one person, a fanatic of another religious faith. So at one point of time he was shouting at me, he was saying, "Don't you fear God? You will burn in hell." So I was thinking, this is their highest understanding, you know, fear God. So how can we explain to them ever that, you know, we worship a God who is afraid of his mother? The demigods are praying in the sixth canto, Vritarasura section. Vayuam baragna pshitaya stri loka brahma dayo ye vayamudvi jantaha haramayasmai balimanta koso bibeti asma daranam tato naham. The demigods are saying that Vayu, Amba, Agni, all the five elements, they are all controlled by the demigods. And all of them are under Brahma, Brahma Dayoe Vaya Mudvijanta. But all of them, including Brahma, are afraid of time. And they are offering gifts to time. Very interesting. They are offering gifts to time by performing their activities. And Harama Yasme Balimanta Kosav Bibeti Yasmad Aranam Tatona. And this time personified is fearful of Krishna. Oh my dear Lord. So therefore we are thinking now of taking shelter of you, because we have so far taken shelter of time. So this is such a powerful powerful force, time and death, that is afraid of Krishna. So it's very interesting that how there are two reasons why Krishna should not be afraid logically, but he is afraid of his mother Yashoda, because he wants to show how the love of his mother Yashoda is pure, is most pure. And Shukdev Goswami, when he is speaking this verse, he is speaking Krishna's heart. He is revealing how, what is the motivation of Krishna in performing this pastime. He wants to show how he is bound by the love of his pure devotee. When he is bound with the wooden mortar, Acharyas explained that when Krishna is bound and mother Yashoda has bound him, and at that time, Krishna is looking up at the demigods and is telling them, "So, all of you consider yourself as Ishwara, and you think you are controlling all living entities, and you think I am your Ishwara, but see who is my Ishwara." And he has performed apparently a criminal act, you know, he has stolen and he has been arrested and he has been bound. And he is openly advertising, he is happy to show how Mother Yashoda is binding him with love. Generally in this material world, you know, when you catch some criminal, if you see in the TV news or in the newspaper, when people want to take photograph, they immediately hide their face. No, but they don't want anybody to see their face. But Krishna is telling the whole world, "See, I have been caught by my mother, and take complete darshan of this particular sight of mine." And later on we will see in the same chapter, 5-6 verses later, we find this most famous verse where Shukdev Goswami is revealing what this pastime reveals. Evam sandarshito anga harina vrityavashyata. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he is coming completely under the control of his pure devotee, that is being revealed through this pastime. And all the demigods are listening to Krishna, they are under the subordination of Krishna. But Krishna is controlled by his mother Yashoda. And also in this pastime, Krishna also reveals how his pure devotees, especially the Brijvasis, they are not attracted by Krishna's Aishwarya, his opulences. They are actually having pure love. And Krishna got bewildered seeing their pure love. And Sanatana Goswami says that how Krishna forgot his Devakarya, he had come to annihilate the demons, he forgot that because he was so bewildered by the love of the Brijvasis. And then Narad Muni had to come and remind Krishna of his duties. So this is the most beautiful point. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains in one place, how to understand this contradiction that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and how he is Sarvagya, he knows everything, but he becomes mugdha, he becomes bewildered. How is that possible? So he gives the example of a bee which goes to a lotus flower to collect nectar. And when the bee starts collecting the nectar, it becomes so absorbed in collecting the nectar that the lotus petals close. But the bee doesn't realize that the lotus petals are closing and is busy taking the nectar, relishing the nectar. Similarly, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna enters the heart of his devotee, which is like that beautiful lotus flower. And there is so much nectar in the heart of the pure devotee that Krishna is relishing that nectar. And then, just like the petals close, Krishna's knowledge, that knowledge is covered, but Krishna doesn't mind because he is experiencing so much sweetness in the love of his pure devotees. So this is a very beautiful pastime where Krishna is revealing how he is giving up all his opulences to be bound by his pure devotee. Recently, His Grace Radhika Vallabh Prabhu was sharing his notes with me. Beautiful explanation on how Krishna gives up some of his opulences and Aishwarya. 8 opulences he gives up in this pastime to show the demigods that how When I want love from my devotees, I don't care for any of these opulences. So he was sharing these notes. So with his permission, I asked his permission. So I'm sharing with all of you. Very nice. 8 opulences of Krishna which he gives up. So this is the pastime. We know how Mother Yashoda is decided to churn yogurt for Krishna. Every day she was receiving complaints of Krishna stealing butter. So she thought maybe the quality of butter in our house is not good. That's why he's stealing. So she decided to personally churn butter on this day of Diwali. Mother Yashoda had 9 lakh cows, out of which she selected the 108 best cows. And out of that she selected 8 best cows. And she fed these 8 cows with Padma Gandha grass. And that makes the milk very tasty. And then she took the milk of the 7 out of the 8 cows and fed one special cow. And the milk of that cow had been turned to yogurt, and now she was churning it into butter. She was churning that milk. So this is a very, very special butter that Mother Yashoda was making for Krishna. And as she was churning the butter, she was actually singing the pastimes of Krishna. Which pastimes? All the pastimes which Krishna had performed till that point of time in Vrindavan. So she was chanting all those pastimes and she was churning them. So her mouth, she was singing the glories of Krishna. Her body, she was using for churning and serving Krishna. And in the mind, she was constantly thinking of Krishna. So this is the perfection of Tridandi Sannyas. A sannyasi engages his body, mind and words in service of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda is the role model for all sannyasis, completely absorbed in serving Krishna. So when a pure devotee is serving Krishna, his mind is constantly absorbed in remembering Krishna and chanting Krishna's holy names. When Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco, there was a TV interview going on. just before the TV interview started, Srila Prabhupada was sitting and they were all setting up the camera and the mic, wires. And they were finding some hissing, buzzing sound was coming. So they were trying to figure out where is this sound coming from, because they couldn't start the interview till that sound stops. So they were checking all the wires, all the this. Finally, they couldn't figure out. And that one of the technicians immediately shouted, "Oh, that old man, the sound is coming from him." Turning to Srila Prabhupada. And then they realized Srila Prabhupada was sitting and he was softly chanting, "Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram." So that Prabhupada was just sitting for the interview, but he was so absorbed in Krishna that spontaneously he was chanting. So this is the absorption of a pure devotee. When Srila Prabhupada was in Dallas, there was intense management going on. There was Gurukul, 100 children were there, and Prabhupada was giving instructions, and it was very hot also. And after giving all the instructions, Prabhupada said, "Okay, now read Krishna book." So one devotee was reading that Rukmini being kidnapped by Krishna pastor. And suddenly, as the devotee was reading, Prabhupada got so animated, so excited, that interrupted the devotee and he started narrating finer details of Krishna and Rukmini pastime, which is not there in Krishna book also, which Prabhupada had not given in Krishna book. Prabhupada said how when Krishna was fighting with the soldiers of Rukmini and Shishupal, Rukmini took over the reins of the horses and she was driving the chariot. And devotees were very fascinated to see Srila Prabhupada so absorbed in describing this. So Prabhupada was always absorbed, although externally he was doing so many things. Like when they were flying from Dallas to New Orleans, July 1975, for the flight suddenly dropped and all the passengers started screaming. The plane had entered into very rough weather, very turbulent air currents. And then finally after some time the plane came up, but then it started rolling and it became so disturbing. The overhead bins, it just snapped open. The articles began falling down. People are screaming, yelling. And Upendra Prabhu, who was next to Prabhupada, he was Prabhupada's servant, he was convinced that they're going to die now. And he said, "Okay, it's good. I'm next to Prabhupada as I'm dying." He thought like that. And Prabhupada, during this whole thing, his hand was on the beat bag and he was just softly chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna." Not affected. And everybody else was so panicky. And Srila Prabhupada expressed only a minor irritation, just like he would get irritated sometimes when his prasadam would be served late or something like that. He just said, and then he asked Upendra, "What's happening?" And Upendra explained, "Prabhupada, the plane is going to crash." And Prabhupada, "Hare Krishna." Prabhupada didn't bother. He was not excited at all. And then finally after, it took almost 20 minutes, finally the plane landed. And as the plane landed safely, all the passengers heaved a sigh of relief. And then they started applauding. Then they started cheering. Now the other extreme. And again Prabhupada was quiet. And Upendra Prabhu was thinking, "Prabhupada, no expression." Finally he was thinking Prabhupada should say something. Finally one thing that Prabhupada said as they got up, "So how far is the temple from the airport?" That was the only thing he asked. So absorbed in Krishna that material world, it goes topsy-turvy. It didn't affect him at all. So Mother Yashoda, coming back to the pastime, she is absorbed in glorifying Krishna. And Jiva Goswami gives beautiful purports to this pastime. How as Mother Yashoda was churning her bangles, they started making beautiful musical sound because the bangles started thinking that Mother Yashoda is churning the butter and she is doing kirtan. She is singing glories of Krishna and she doesn't have musical instruments. So let us play the role of kartal. So the bangles were serving like that. And the earrings on Mother Yashoda's ear, they started making nice sound because they started thinking, "Oh, devotees are so fortunate. They hear about Krishna from other devotees. But Mother Yashoda is most fortunate because she is hearing directly from Krishna. So these ears are very special because these ears receive vani of direct Krishna only. And we are so fortunate that we are on the ears of Mother Yashoda." So in great joy they started jumping. And the malati flowers were there on the head of Mother Yashoda and they started thinking, "Oh, Mother Yashoda is such a special person that the supreme personality of Godhead is her son, and how audacious we are that we are on the head of such a person. So we should be at her feet." So they started falling. So like that. So Mother Yashoda was glorifying Krishna. And as Lord Vishnu says, "Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada." Wherever there is glorification of Krishna, Krishna appears. So as Mother Yashoda was glorifying, this is the kind of alarm to wake up Krishna. Krishna gets very excited when he hears his glorification. So Mother Yashoda was singing. So Krishna came to Mother Yashoda and he held her churning rod He held that. As Loknath Swami Maharaj was explaining very beautifully. That, so when he held that, then Mother Yashoda had no choice but to stop churning and give attention to Krishna. Actually, in Udupi, the deity of Krishna is Kadagolu Krishna, Krishna holding the churning rod. So now the first opulence that Krishna gives up out of the eight opulences is, one of his opulences is his Atma Ram is completely satisfied. But Krishna is completely satisfied his Atma Ram, but now he has developed a desire to drink Mother Yashoda's milk. Actually, he does not want anything from anyone. Outside of himself, he doesn't want anything. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam sveneva labhena samam prashantam vinopasarpata param hi balisha shvalangulena tititarti sindhum. The demigods are praying before, after Vritrasura has appeared. Demigods are very afraid, so they go to Lord Vishnu, and this is one of the verses they sing. That, my dear Lord, you are completely satisfied within yourself and you are not bewildered or agitated by anything. Paripurna kamam and samam prashantam, you are equipoised. And if somebody is foolish, if somebody gives up service to you and comes to us, vinopa sarpa taparami balisha, he is a childish fool, foolish person. If somebody rejects you and comes to us, such a person is like a person who takes shelter of the tail of a dog to cross over the ocean. The demigods are saying this. Shva langulena tititarti sindhum. So this is Krishna, completely satisfied. But he is now, and if he wants milk, he can just be satisfied. He can produce that milk and be satisfied. But we perform karma, we perform activities because we are not complete. Apurnasya nija purtarte iti cheshta iti karma. Because we are incomplete. That incompleteness is within us, so we have to perform some karma activity and then we can feel completeness. So Krishna is Atmaram, but he is saying now, I am giving up my position of being Atmaram because pure devotee wants to offer me her milk. So Krishna went to Mother Yashoda and indicated that he wants her milk. So Mother Yashoda stopped churning and she started feeding Krishna. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, the Padmagandha milk was boiling over and she wanted to prepare sweets from that milk to offer Krishna on this day of Diwali. So then Jiva Goswami also gives what the milk was thinking. That the milk was thinking that, oh, Mother Yashoda has unlimited love for Krishna and that unlimited love is manifesting as unlimited milk in her breast, and Krishna has unlimited love for Mother Yashoda. So when Mother Yashoda feeds her unlimited milk to unlimited Krishna, Krishna will keep drinking that milk for unlimited time, eternally. So what is the use of our existence? So that milk thought of committing suicide. What is the use of our living? So like that, the milk was doing self-immolation or sati. So then Yashoda was at crossroads. She was thinking, what should I do now? Krishna, I'm feeding Krishna my milk, but there is milk boiling over. Which service to do? Sometimes, you know, should I study now? Should I do this service? We are also confused. So Mother Yashoda thought that I can always feed Krishna later, but that milk I have to save. So she went to save that milk for Krishna. Service to Krishna was more important that time. Like Ramanujacharya's servant, he was boiling milk for Sri Ramanujacharya. And that time Ranganath's procession was going on. And Ramanujacharya called his servant and said, see, Ranganath's procession is going on. So he said, my dear Gurudev, if I am boiling milk for my worshipable Lord, so if I come and see your worshipable Lord, then this milk which I am preparing for my Lord, that will get boiled over. So like that. So Mother Yashoda wanted to serve Krishna. So she went. So she kept Krishna and she went to the kitchen to stop that milk from boiling over. For now, Krishna gives up his second opulence, which is Aptakam. First is Atmaram, he is self-satisfied. Aptakam means he is satisfied with little. If you give Krishna something little, then Krishna is completely satisfied. But here, Mother Yashoda gave her milk, Krishna was not satisfied. He wanted more. When Pandavas were visited by Durvas Muni, So Draupadi, in that Akshaya Patra, she had that one grain of rice. Krishna took that. And not only Krishna was satisfied, all 60,000 sages were satisfied. So Krishna, he just little is satisfied. But here Krishna is expressing dissatisfaction. I want more milk. He became Sakam. He gave up his Aishwarya. So this is very nice. 9.26 in Bhagavad Gita we hear, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Falam Toyam. So Krishna says, give me just little, one leaf, one, you know, little water, one flower, one fruit. But we don't remember, we forget the next verse, 9.27, Krishna says, Yat Karoshi Yadashnasi, whatever you have, you give everything to me. So initially Krishna says, give little. So when a devotee loves Krishna and offers little and that love, then Krishna expects a devotee to give more. So because pure devotee loves Krishna. So then Krishna therefore relinquished his second opulence of Aptakam, being satisfied with little. And this led to his relinquishing his third opulence. And that is, Krishna is three gunatita. He is beyond the three bones. But here in this pastime he gets angry with Mother Yashoda. So he starts biting his teeth. Actually, Krishna would never get angry. In the sense, he is a supreme lord, he is beyond the three modes. When we know this pastime, when Bhrigu Muni came and kicked, he was testing, he wanted to test who is the greatest, Brahma, Shiva or Vishnu. So when he kicked the lord, lord said, oh, your feet must have got hurt. Let me massage your feet. So he is not affected. Even as Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ram was supposed to be coronated and then the whole pastime happened, KK took two boons. So when Ram was going to meet Dasharath, he saw outside everybody celebrating. He saw all the celebration going on for Ram's coronation. And he was completely unaffected by that celebration. And then he went in, he heard about the boons that Kaikeyi had asked. And instead of getting upset, he thanked Mother Kaikeyi very gratefully. And then he left. When he came out of the palace to inform Mother Sita, and again, outside people didn't know, the celebration was going on. So again he saw the same celebration, again he was unaffected. He was equipoised both times. Three gunatita, he is completely transcendental to the three modes. And here, Yashoda has taken away, actually some milk. Krishna was drinking the milk. So for some few moments, Lord Ram was banished for 14 years. Here, Mother Yashoda deprived Krishna of milk for a few minutes. That's all. And she was feeding Krishna milk every day. But still Krishna got angry. And with his white teeth, he bit his red lips. So the acharyas give the purport that red indicates rajo, passion, and white indicates goodness, sattva. So just like Krishna bit his red lips with his white teeth, similarly we should control passion with mode of goodness. So like that. Such sweet purports they give. So not only Krishna got angry with Mother Yashoda, he also started expressing his anger by breaking all the pots which are filled with butter. Even those butter pots which are not meant for him. And he wanted to extract that angry love of Mother Yashoda. So he started stealing the butter from his own house. So as he started stealing butter, breaking butter, he displayed his relinquishing of his fourth opulence, which is Lakshmipati. Krishna is called as Lakshmipati, where thousands of Lakshmis are serving him. So for such a person, what is the need to steal? He doesn't have to steal. That too, butter, even if sometimes rich people may steal, but they will not do pickpocketing. They will steal something big. Krishna is Lakshmipati. He has everything. But he enjoys being called as Makhan Chor more than being called as Lakshmipati. So this is the opulence of Krishna. A billionaire will never be happy if somebody calls him a thief or somebody talks about his stealing activities which he did in his childhood. Like if Mr. in the annual general body meeting, if to the shareholders, if Mr. Ambani is introduced that he is very nice person, when he was in school he used to steal pencil and rubber, that will not be a glorification, he will feel very offended. But Krishna is happy all his childhood stealing activities are glorified. Actually, people who glorified Krishna's stealing of butter, they became Lakshmivan. They became very rich. There was one singer, you know, he sang this song, Maine Makhan Khayo, My dear mother, I did not steal butter, like that. He made some nice song and he became very rich. And after that, everywhere they had put up these posters of Amul butter, you know, it caught on this. And they said, they showed one, their advertisement was, Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna and Krishna is selling Mother Yashoda. Because they don't give me Amul butter, that's why I'm stealing. But Mother Yashoda was not giving Krishna Amul butter. She was giving him the incomparable best butter, Amulya butter. She was giving him the best butter. So Krishna then he started stealing and thereby he relinquished his fourth opulence of being a Lakshmipati. And then he wanted to do something more to make Mother Yashoda angry. So he took all this butter and started feeding the monkeys. You know, try this. Then he took some other butter and said, you try this. So as actually it is said that in the previous incarnation, Lord Ram had engaged the monkeys in heavy tasks. So he promised them that in the next incarnation, I will feed you nicely. So now he was feeding them butter. But then Krishna started climbing on the wooden grinding mortar and was feeding the monkeys. The monkeys were facing the kitchen and Krishna's back was towards the kitchen. So he was seeing, and the monkeys were receiving all the butter, and Mother Yashoda, she came from behind and she saw. Now Krishna was caught, Lokanath Swami Maharaj was saying, Krishna was not caught red-handed, he was caught white-handed. His hands were filled with butter, white. So Mother Yashoda came and Krishna saw, the monkeys saw Mother Yashoda is coming and they all screamed and they jumped and they ran away. So Krishna realized that Mother Yashoda is coming from behind. So he jumped out from the wooden grinding mortar and then he started running. And Mother Yashoda started chasing Krishna. So as this was happening, Krishna relinquished his fifth opulence. And that is, it is said that Krishna cannot be caught by the big yogis. Krishna cannot be caught by anyone. So Krishna relinquished that opulence by allowing Mother Yashoda to catch him. So Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayo Rathapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopestiyat Prapadasimna Vichinta Tatve Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. The great yogis who are running at the speed of mind, they cannot even reach the toenail of Krishna. And here Krishna, Mother Yashoda is catching Krishna. So as Mother Yashoda was running to catch Krishna, the Malati flowers on the head of Mother Yashoda said, there are two groups of Malati flowers. So one group started thinking, oh, Mother Yashoda is performing such a wonderful pastime of catching Krishna, for let us assist her by reducing her weight. So these flowers jumped off. And the other group of flowers became afraid of Krishna. They thought, if Krishna gets caught, he will look at us and he will think we are part of the conspiracy to catch him. So let us also escape. So they were jumping off from Mother Yashoda's head. So Mother Yashoda, she had a heavy body. We discussed her features described in the previous verses. Plus she had a lot of jewelry and she was running to catch Krishna. And finally she caught Krishna. And when I was reading this, flowers, you know, the flowers, the Malati flowers are thinking like this. There is a similar in third canto also. Actually the flowers, even the flowers are supposed to have the least consciousness in material world. But in the spiritual world, even the flowers are so conscious, so sensitive. And in material world, human beings are supposed to be most evolved in consciousness, but they can be the most insensitive. So in third canto we find, you know, in the description of Vaikuntha planets, that first the residents, human residents are described, how they are conscious of glorifying Krishna. Gandena khandita diopanilam kshipanta vaimanikasa lalana charitani shashvat. So they are with their wives and they are so busy glorifying Krishna that they condemn sense gratification. The next verse talks about the birds and animals. Datyuya hamsa shukatitri bharinam peacock, all these flowers, partridge, parrot, all of them. Kolahalo viramate chiramatram uccher bringadipe harikatam iva gayamani. So they were all glorifying Krishna, but when bumblebee came, they all kept quiet because they wanted the bumblebee to glorify Krishna. Prabhupada writes there that in material world, even an ass is proud of his poetry. So in material world, everybody wants to speak and be, you know, top. But in the spiritual world, even the birds are so sensitive, they want the bumblebee to glorify. And after this, the next verse is, ది ఫ్లవర్స్ మందార కుంద కురబోత్పల చంపకారుణ పున్నాగ నాగ బకులాంబుజ పారిజాత ఆల్ దీస్ గంధేన గంధేర్చితే తులసికా భరణేన తస్య ఎస్మిం తపస్సు మనసో బహుమానయంతి. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఫ్లవర్స్ దేవర్ ఆల్ గివింగ్ ఎగ్జూసిట్ ఫ్రేగ్రెన్స్ బట్ దేవర్ ఆల్ కాన్షియస్ దట్ తులసి హాస్ పర్ఫార్మ్ గ్రేటెస్ట్ పెనెన్స్ టు ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ. షీ హాస్ ద మోస్ట్ స్పెషల్ పొజిషన్. సో ప్రభుపాద రైట్స్ దట్ దట్ హౌ స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ ఈవెన్ ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆర్ నాన్ ఎన్వియస్, దే ఆర్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ది glorious position of Tulsi. So this is the spiritual world. So here Mother Yashoda, she is running. No, she was not a great runner. It's not that she was practicing jogging or something. She just ran and she caught Krishna. It's impossible to catch Krishna. So it is explained by Acharyas that Mother Yashoda could catch Krishna although she was heavy, because inside she was completely light. She was pure. She was sinless, anagha. And if you compare and contrast, we have Kala Yavan in the Krishna book. You read, I was reading recently, I think he consulted Garga Muni and he said you should go to Dwarka, you'll get lot of, you should fight with the Yadus, you'll get lot of wealth. So when he comes to Mathura, he comes with 30 million soldiers. Amazing. And all of them are surrounding Mathura. So Krishna comes out of his palace and he walks through these 30 million soldiers without any weapons. And they are all stunned by Krishna's beauty. They are just looking at Krishna, completely stunned. And Kalayavan, he has come to kill Krishna and he sees Krishna is walking coolly. And Prabhupada writes there in the Krishna book that Kalayavan is also, he had some principles. He saw that Krishna doesn't have any weapons, so he also dropped his weapons. So he thought, I'll wrestle with Krishna and kill him. So he ran full speed to catch Krishna. But Krishna was royally walking, slowly, relaxed. But he could not catch Krishna. He was running full, Kalayavan was running full speed and Krishna was walking coolly, relaxed, slow. But he could not catch Krishna. From Dwarka like that, kept running till where? All the way up Badrinath and top Badrinath, there is this Muchukunda cave. It's so far from Dwarka. How Krishna was walking and Kalayavan was running. And Kalayavan was not heavy like Mother Yashoda. He was light. He was a warrior. But he was inside filled with sins. He was heavy with sins. Esham tanta gatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanda moha nirmukta ajante mam dhadavrata. So one has to be freed from these sinful propensities. So like this, Krishna gave up his fifth opulence. First was Atmaram. Second is Aptakam. Third is Trigunatita, and fourth is Lakshmipati, and fifth is Krishna is not caught by great yogis. That also he gave up. Sixth opulence of Krishna is fear personified is afraid of Krishna. And Krishna has given up that opulence by becoming afraid of Mother Yashoda. Because Mother Yashoda, when she came to catch Krishna, she had a whipping stick in her hand. And Krishna became very fearful. And he started shivering. Gopyadade tvai krita gasidamatavad yate dashashru kalila anjana sambramaksham vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya samam vimohayati bhirapiyad bibeti. So Krishna, Mother Kunti is remembering this pastime of Krishna. That in fear of Mother Yashoda, Krishna is running. And is rubbing his eyes with his hands, and the black mascara, the ointment which Mother Yashoda had put, that all gets rubbed off and they get mixed with these tears. And samam vimohati, Kunti Devi is saying, I'm bewildered because fear personified is afraid of you and you are afraid of Mother Yashoda. So it's very important to understand here that Krishna becoming afraid of Mother Yashoda, today's verse also talks about that Krishna is afraid. This is the most amazing feature of Krishna. This is Krishna of Achintya Shakti, inconceivable potency, how he gets afraid. Actually, we have to understand this philosophically also. It's very important that we understand philosophically this point. Recently in one Bhagavatam class, Radhika Valla Prabhu was mentioning a very beautiful point that how philosophy is actually dry. But when we are understanding and relishing Krishna's pastime, we should discuss philosophy also about Krishna. And that makes Krishna's pastime sweeter. So he gave the example of camphor and cardamom, which is bitter. But when it is added to sweet rice, which is sweet, the sweet rice becomes even more tasty. Similarly, philosophy is dry and Krishna's pastimes are sweet. But when we try to understand philosophically also, Krishna's pastimes become more sweet. We relish those pastimes more. So he was quoting Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who gives an example in this regard about one pastime of this question. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, when Krishna, in Vrindavan, was Krishna aware of his divinity, of his position that is the Supreme Lord, when he was performing pastimes in Vrindavan? This is the philosophical question. Is Krishna aware of his position as Supreme Lord? So if you say yes, he is aware, then there is a problem. If Krishna is aware that he is the Supreme Lord when he is performing pastimes, that means these pastimes are not real, they are drama. And if you say no, Krishna is not aware, that means it's like ordinary. That means you might as well read some mundane novel then. So how do you resolve this contradiction? Is Krishna aware that he is Supreme Lord or not? So then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, this can be only resolved if you understand that Krishna is Achintya Shakti. He was simultaneously aware and not aware. Only Krishna has this potency. And so when we understand like this, then we say, wow, Krishna is so amazing. Krishna has such power. This is not illogical. This is as he was, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was saying, I think. This is not illogical. This is translogical. This is beyond logic. We go beyond logic to understand that by logic we cannot understand Krishna. So like this, so when we hear like that, oh, Krishna is Achintya Shakti, Krishna is so amazing that he is simultaneously aware of his Godhead and he is not aware and he is controlled. So then we become, our love for Krishna increases, our appreciation, our affection for Krishna increases. And then when that love increases, even an ordinary thing Krishna does, we become very excited and we become happy. When you love someone, even an ordinary thing that a person does becomes very pleasing. And if you don't love some person, and even if it is the most Herculean task, you know, we become cynical. We are not impressed. So it's very important, therefore, to understand through the Acharya's purports that how Krishna is now becoming afraid of Mother Yashoda. And in Kapila Dev's instructions, we read that Mat Bayad Vati Vatoyam. How Krishna is so powerful that all the wind, God, everybody is afraid of Krishna. But here, that Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. And Gajendra is also praying. Yakaschanesho balinontako ragat prachanda vegat abhidhavato brisham bitam prapannam patipati adbhayan mrityu pradavat aranam tato naha. Gajendra is giving a very graphic description of how fear works in our lives and where is Krishna's position. So Gajendra is saying that we are all running from this mighty, powerful serpent called time, and we are running and, but if you run towards Krishna, then when this serpent called time sees Krishna, the serpent starts running away from this person. That is the power of Krishna. But this Krishna is now afraid of Mother Yashoda. So then we know this pastime, Mother Yashoda wanted to punish everyone who was involved in this conspiracy, but first she wanted to punish Krishna. So she caught Krishna and then she bought the ropes, but so many ropes she got, but all the ropes fell. Two fingers short. So these two fingers represent, one finger represents our endeavor and the second finger represents Krishna's causeless mercy. And finally, Krishna was satisfied by our endeavor. Krishna decided to bestow his mercy and he allowed himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So then Krishna relinquished his seventh opulence, which is Krishna is Muktaya. Means Krishna is always eternally free, mukta. But he becomes baddhaya, he becomes bound. Madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolaya. Gajendra is saying that Krishna is muktaya, is always free. Nobody can bind Krishna. But here Krishna has become bound. Even Duryodhan wanted to bind Krishna, but he could not. He was bewildered because he had no love. And Krishna was bound because the acharyas explained there is a very sweet angle to this pastime, because we say Radha Damodar. Actually, it is Yashoda Damodar pastime. How come Radharani comes in the picture? Because it is said that when Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna with all the ropes from Vrindavan were there. Finally, Srimati Radharani came because Mother Yashoda thought Radharani may have some clue. And then she gave the ribbon from her braid And Mother Yashoda used that, and then the ropes were tied. So that's why Krishna since then has been called Radha Damodar also. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj and their Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, they had Radha Krishna deities. And because they would be going in the bus every day, they were afraid that the deities may fall. So they bound the deities with cloth. So that's why those deities were also called Radha Damodar. So this is a Lord who is Muktaya, who is eternally free, he becomes bound. And the last opulence which Krishna relinquishes is Krishna is called as Mukunda, not just Muktaya. Muktaya means he is free. Mukunda means he can make everybody else also free. He is the only one who can grant liberation to everyone. But in this pastime, he is telling everyone that I am the only one who can free everyone, but I cannot free myself from my mother Yashoda. From her bondage, I cannot free. Even Nalkuvera and Manigriva he freed, but he was all the while bound. So he is Mukunda, but he cannot release himself. So like this, these are the eight wonderful opulences that Krishna relinquishes. But for us, you know, this past tense may be a little high to appreciate. We can connect and relate to Nalkuvera and Manigri very much in this whole past time. They were very, you know, they were engaged in sense gratification and they got the mercy of Narad Muni. And by the mercy of a pure devotee, they could watch Krishna's pastimes as the trees, Nalkuvera, the Arjuna trees. What is impossible for Uddhava? Uddhava wants to be a blade of grass, Gulmalata, outside Vrindavan. Brahmaji also finds it very difficult to enter Vrindavan. He is also bewildered. And here Nalkuvera and Manigriv, by the mercy of a pure devotee, they are in Vrindavan and watching this pastime. So if we can have the mercy of a pure devotee in our lives, then all these pastimes will make sense and we can appreciate and we can understand. Because right now, because of this enjoy tendency, like Nalkuvera and Manigriva, these things are simply theoretical for us. So our hope is to get some affection and love for a pure devotee and get his mercy. When Tamal Krishna Maharaj was undergoing an operation here at Jaslok Hospital, Srila Prabhupada came and Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that during the operation he had a dream that Prabhupada is meeting all the Parampara Acharyas and they are asking Srila Prabhupada about his disciples, and Prabhupada said they are all, you know, struggling and all this, but they have one qualification. They have a lot of love for me. So when Tamal Krishna Maharaj spoke about this dream to Prabhupada, Prabhupada agreed with the principle of this dream. He said, yes, this is the only qualification of my disciples. They have love for me, so Krishna will take them. So this is our hope, that we can somehow get connected to a pure devotee. Thakura Vaishnav Gana Koriyai Nivedana Mobado Adama Durachar. I am very fallen. Narottam Das Thakur says, oh Vaishnav Thakur, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. And I am very, very sinful. Daruna Samsara Nidhi. Daruna Samsara Nidhi. Tahe Duba Ilo Vidhi. Keshe Dhari More Koropar. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that this Samsara Nidhi, the ocean of Samsara is so powerful, so huge. I am drowning in this ocean. So Vaishnav Thakur, Keshe Dhari, hold my Kesha, Shika, and drag me out of this ocean. So a devotee's aspiration is he wants to be connected to a pure devotee and then he has hope. And we are very fortunate that in Srila Prabhupada's movement we have so many devotees who are stretching themselves, who are going out of their way to help and deliver the conditioned souls. When Srila Prabhupada was once on a morning walk, suddenly he stopped. He was so exhausted and he said, I am feeling very tired. I have no strength. And all the devotees surrounding him, they also stopped. And one devotee said, Prabhupada, yesterday also you are very weak. Prabhupada said, yes, lot of exhaustion, heat, and body pain, headache, spasm. So then one devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, should we cancel your ticket? The next day morning he was planning to go to another place. Prabhupada didn't say anything, he just kept quiet. Then again another devotee said, Prabhupada, what about your food, prasadam? He said, no, that is also not good because so many hands are changing every day because he's traveling to so many places. But then again, devotees are discussing how this is not working properly, this is not working. And all the while they were standing there, that's Prabhupada that stopped his morning walk, and they're talking about his health. And already one devotee had said, should we cancel your ticket? Prabhupada was silent. And as this discussion was going on, again Brahmananda Swami said, so Srila Prabhupada, shall we postpone your ticket for tomorrow's morning? Can we postpone it? And this time when Prabhupada had immediately said, no, 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 no. And immediately started, resumed his walking as if nothing had happened. just walked, and then he came back to the temple and continued his program and took the next flight, went to another place. He went to Laguna Beach, and there, as soon as he arrived, he said, I've come to save my disciples from falling down. This is my biggest anxiety. And that time one of his sannyasi disciples had left, and Prabhupada was preaching to him heavily to chant Hare Krishna. So like this we see that Srila Prabhupada is traveling everywhere extensively, giving Krishna consciousness. So if we can get connected to Srila Prabhupada's mission, Srila Prabhupada's representatives who are connecting us to Krishna, then we can also appreciate these wonderful pastimes of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, and one day go back to Godhead where we can take part in these pastimes eternally. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.